Welcome to the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. It is Friday, September the 22nd, 2023. On this edition of the Politocrat, weight loss. If you are listening to this and you are wanting to lose weight, then listen on, won't you? I'll be talking about weight loss and what might work for you. I'll tell you about my story as well. All of that coming up next. Dear listener, welcome to this Friday edition of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. Happy Friday to you, or whenever you happen to be listening to this episode of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. It's so great to have you aboard here. And I want to let you know again that you are a well-respected and highly valued listener. And anytime you listen to this podcast, it's really a really good thing. And I really thank you for that. It's just great to know that you do actually take valuable time out of your life to listen to the things I have to say. Listen to this podcast. It's very, really nice. And thank you for your continued support and your loyalty. I know that you listen to lots of different things and that you make yours truly a part of that diet of other things you listen to is really good to know. So thank you for that. Please spread the word about the Politocrat Daily Podcast. You know by now the usual places I tell you to go, Apple and Google and Spotify if you want to find this podcast, or, you know, usual other places like Pandora. You know, that's a place to go, or Audible, you know, Odyssey, or Amazon Music, or gosh, I can go on and on and on. But I won't, in the interest of time, on this Friday. What a Friday. I hope your Friday is going well, dear listener. I want to say one quick thing before I get into the main event of this episode. President Biden and Vice President Harris announced today a special Office of Gun Violence and Gun Violence Prevention and Safety. I believe that's the title of it, or something like that, which has never been done before in the U.S. presidential history. And I think in U.S. history, I think this is a really good thing. It's not it's a substantive thing. It's not just some fluff. And I think that's a really important thing as we look forward here, because gun violence has been way out of control in this country for hundreds of years. Forget the last 50 years. Hundreds of years. Gun violence in this country, out of control. Out of control. That's just, I think the words out of control don't even begin to describe it, do they? But I applaud President Biden and Vice President Harris for doing this. This is something that's going to be very important, very helpful, and very edifying. And I would hope that governors across the country would follow suit with this and devote resources to this. And you know, we don't need task forces. We need offices that deal with this and provide solutions, and also lobby the places of power that they're supposed to lobby, that we try to lobby, you know. And we also need to vote, you know. If we can vote out these Republicans here in the United States and bring in Democrats, then Democrats who really care, not the Joe Manchin Democrats, not the Kirsten Sinema Democrats. Sorry, she's an independent now. A true independent. Let me make that clear. So not those kinds of people I just mentioned, those last two, but Democrats who care, and that's the vast majority of them. So look, the Democratic Party is really where you're going to have to be voting. If you want to see changes in this country, if you want to see more of the kinds of things that, allow for you to have a more comfortable life, and particularly if you're a black person, and you want to have a more comfortable life, voting for the Democratic Party is one place to do it. That will be, and you really should, if you vote at all, and I hope you do. That's the place to go, the Democratic Party. And I'll get into all the things that this administration has done for black people in an episode coming up in the next few days, I promise you, because that needs to be brought out and bullhorned to black people and to anyone. All the things that this Biden administration has done over the last 2.5+ years, there's a staggering amount of things that have been done, and including this now today, this Office of Gun Violence Prevention and Safety. This is important. This is very, very important. This president has been maligned. Oh, he's so old. I mean, we are such an ageist country here in the United States. You know that? I think you know that by now. Ageist, among other things. And to be ripping President Biden and talking about his age, when the man's got more done than any other president before him, in this short a period of time in history in the United States? Come on now. It's disrespectful. And I thought that the people in the media had parents who raised them better. Oh, I don't think so. Just disgusting. So I'll put a pin in that and get back to it another day. And get back to all the things, by the way, that this administration, I began to talk about them in the last episode earlier in the week. All the things that this administration has done to help you and help people like you. Whether you're black, whether you're brown, whether you're white. Whether you're poor, whether you're in the middle class. You need to be voting for Biden and Harris in 2024. And you need to be voting for Democrats up and down the ballot. I don't care whether they're in your local city, your state, or in the federal. You need to be voting Democratic. All the things that have been crushed or denied are done by Republicans. All the things that harm you or make your life more difficult are done and authorized and voted for by Republicans. Oh, you don't want to have a right to choose anymore? Republican Supreme Court. Simple as. Roe versus Wade overturned. Oh, you don't want to be able to vote anymore and have it be much harder to vote? Oh, Republicans on the Supreme Court. Shelby versus Holder 2013. Oh, I begin to see a theme emerging here, I think. Vote Democrat. Now, that I've spent the first 4 or 5 minutes with that, I want to get to the main course here on this episode. And thank you again for being here. Weight loss. In this country, a such image-conscious country like the United States, there is all kinds of messages that you and I and us and we get sent every day, every second, every nanosecond of the day, of every day, about what we should look like, what we should be wearing, how we should look in terms of how tall or short or big or small we should be, all the rest of it. And for women in particular, this is something that all these magazines accentuate. The magazines you buy, the magazines you subscribe to, show you people, usually white female people, usually white blonde female people, who are looking a certain way. Whether they look like they need another meal, whether they look like they've not missed a meal, but most of the time you don't have people who look like they may not have missed a meal on a cover. These days, it still is overwhelmingly white, blonde-haired women who look like they haven't even digested a toothpick in the last 3 weeks. Now, forgive my kind of talk about this, but the bottom line, dear listener, is that this is a very image-conscious, or should I say body-discriminating type of society, because that's what this society does, discriminates against body types. And so you've had this body positive movement that's come around. It's still here. You have the likes of Ashley Graham, I think her name is, who models, who's a plus size, and numerous other people I could mention who are plus size models. And they are trying to open people's eyes. And I'm glad that they're doing it. I know there are people out there who push back against that too, and all the rest of it. But I do think we need to have diverse body images. Now, here's my thing. I think that plus size models are great. People who are larger are terrific. I am worried about health. And also people who are thin can be very unhealthy. So just because you look a certain way and the thin look is favored in this society, it's this European thing, you know, you've got to be skinny and thin. And apologies to those of you if you are. But you might be very unhealthy and thin. You might be very healthy and larger. So just because you are a certain way doesn't mean that's how healthy you are. Doesn't necessarily indicate that. But if you are someone listening to me right now, dear listener, and you have been wanting to lose weight, boy, what a segue that was, and you want to lose weight, dear listener, well, you might want to spend a few minutes listening to yours truly for a moment, if you don't mind. And thank you for not shutting off the podcast right there and then. Now, I've never been someone who has been traditionally a large person. I've been usually fairly lean and kept myself in very good shape over the years. But every now and again, you lapse, right? And if you're someone who's a fitness person, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not a fitness person, you know what I'm talking about. and you fall prey to some of the foods that you should not be eating so much of. And I just think that it's very important to do the best you can with what you have. Not everyone's going to look like some fashion model. And not everybody wants to look like that. In fact, I dare say most people don't want to look like a fashion runway model. In fact, most of the world doesn't look like that. The fashion model look is the exemption that proves the rule. The exception, I should say, that proves the rule. And so if you knew what some of those models had to do to maintain that look, it would turn you off for the rest of your life. It really would. But the bottom line, dear listener, is you have to be acceptable of who you are as a person. Before I even get to anything about myself and weight, I really want to focus on what it is you need to be accepting of your own look or the way you look. A lot of things happen to us. We have trauma. We have setbacks. We have people who pass away in our lives. We have traumatic things happen to us in addition to people passing away in our lives. And so that can affect our weight. Very often it does. We might be grieving, and the way we may cope with that is different for everyone. Some of us might cope with it by eating more, stress eating, grief eating, whatever you call that. And so those things happen to us. It could be genetics. It could be whatever it is. And then we put on the pounds. During this time of year, by the time we start to get to the fall, and the fall will be here tomorrow, folks. That's right. Sometime in the early morning hours, around 3 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, on Saturday morning, September the 23rd, 2023, you're going to see fall come. It'll be the autumnal equinox. And so we will officially be in fall early tomorrow on the Eastern Standard Time here in the US. In fact, that'll be around the world. And so that ushers in the time of year where you begin to eat more. You will start to feel your weight, you could potentially find your weight rising. And especially when you get to October and November, you know, you've got Halloween, you've got pumpkin pie, you've got sweet potato pie, Thanksgiving holiday, more food, more turkey, all the rest. And then you find out that you've put on 10 pounds before you know it. Now, I'm saying this because it's happened to every one of us, whether we're fitness buffs or not. Doesn't matter, right? This is about anyone that this can happen to. And so I think before you do find yourself eating a little bit more this winter, because, you know, it gets colder, we're inside more, we tend to eat more when we are in the winter months. It's kind of like a hibernation. And so that's like with animals. They eat more, they hibernate, they eat more, they take a big harvest of food, and they eat more, take it back to where their little cove is, or their cave, or their nest, or whatever, and they eat more. So they're not flying out all the time or going out all the time in the winter, and you get the idea. So the bottom line is, before any of this, you have to know what you are acceptable. What is acceptable to you weight-wise? For you, not for what society says, because of course the medical profession is an exception. Because if the medical profession has a marker on how people a certain age or height should be, or gender should be, then you should pay attention to that. But you also have to make value judgments, obviously, for you. What is the weight that you are comfortable with? What is the weight that you are feeling good about yourself in? What kind of weight is that for you? Do you like the way you look? Are you pleased? Are you happy with your weight? Are you happy with yourself, who you are, how you look, the way you look? If you're happy with those and you are of a certain weight and you feel that you have to do no more to maintain that, God bless you. Good for you. But the reality is that most of us have to work hard to keep our weight a certain way, or to lose weight even more so, and then to maintain that weight loss. Look, I am telling you this because I'm not a doctor, so I will caution you. I am not a physical fitness expert. I am someone who's an athlete, and I'm someone who likes physical fitness and health. But I am not a qualified, certified trainer, and I am not a doctor. I'll have to say that again. I am not a doctor, nor do I play one on a podcast. So the bottom line, dear listener, is first of all, I think it's just me talking here. Yours truly, your humble or not so humble sometimes narrator, saying that you have to be happy with how much you weigh and how you look. Right? You have to be happy with that. If you're not happy with that, then you have to do the things that are going to make you or that will make you happier about the way you look. Namely, in one of those things is likely to be to lose weight. Now, these things don't happen overnight, as you know. And some of the things, as I said earlier, that contribute are stress, traumatic events. We eat. Sometimes we will celebrate and we'll eat by celebrating, or we'll drink something in celebration mode. Oh, let's have a drink to celebrate it. And I know it's you and I, or us, or people in general being sociable. But really, when you're adding on alcohol in as a either stress reliever or a socializer, it is actually something that's adding pounds to your body. It's adding things to your liver. It's doing all these things. I'm not going to get into the graphics, but you get what I mean. And even if you're having a glass once a day or once every few weeks, still, you know, alcohol does things to you that are not positive. And so it's a suppressant or a depressant. And you feel the effects of that pretty darn quickly. Hangovers, you get the idea, grogginess, drunkenness, depending on how many drinks you've had. Hangovers, like I just said. So these are all up to you. And how you're feeling about these things also depends on your mental health. Because if you're not in a good place mentally, you might be leaning more on alcohol or on certain foods. You might find yourself leaning on certain things to get you through a day. You might be smoking. You might be drinking. You might be doing some other kind of drug. Right? You might be doing weed. Not that that's going to kill you per se, because it won't. Last time I've checked, and I don't do weed, but last time I checked, with people who do it. But the bottom line, dear listener, is that you have to be happy with who you are. Not just as a person, but also the way you look. And from there, making a decision about how you're going to lose weight is something that I think will be helpful. You can't go and lose weight all at once. Now, if I go any further now, and I will go further, I will assume that all the people who might be listening to me, including you, dear listener, are people who are interested in trying to lose some weight, or at least feel better about their weight and about losing it. And again, this is such a society that does not do wonders for people whose weight is not favored by the society or whose look is not favored. But I am somebody who I hope can say some things that may be helpful to you. May not be. You may find that what I'm about to say won't work for you. But in doing so, you've got to figure out what kind of weight you want to lose. 5 pounds, 10 pounds. And by the way, the important thing before I get to my story is to say to you, you can't lose all this weight all at once. If it's, even if it's 5 pounds, you can't lose 5 pounds in one day. Unless you've got some serious health problem, physical health problem, right? You can lose 5 pounds in a week, potentially. I mean, some boxers, when they're training, they can lose that in. They probably can lose that in a day because they're training so hard. Now, the average person isn't a boxer, and the average person ain't going to lose 5 pounds in a day. So they go in for the weigh-in, the boxer, and they're like, they've dropped the 5 pounds already. And like, what? But the bottom line for you and I, dear listener, that's really not the thing we do. So you have to set a target for yourself. How much weight do you want to lose, and when do you want to lose it by? Sometimes you might not have a target like that for yourself. Maybe it's just episodic. Maybe it's, well, I just want to lose weight until I can fit into the clothes I no longer presently fit in. Whatever it is for you, and you have to set a timetable. Maybe you don't set a timetable. The timetable for you would be, well, when my clothes fit. That's the timetable. And that could be a month. It could be a few weeks. It could be a year. It could be longer, depending on how much weight you want to lose and how diligently you are going about it. With all of that, I want to now talk about moi. I'm not given to telling personal stories, although I've told a few about some of my experiences. Particularly and notably with racism, as every black person experiences anti-black racism every day of their lives. And I've told some of those stories here. But I want to tell a story now about weight And as I was starting to say it about 15 minutes or so ago, whenever it was, I am someone who's not been heavy in my life. There have been times where I've been a little bit over the weight that I want to be, but I've not been someone who's been especially heavy at all or heavy at all in my life. So I needed to lose 10 pounds. 10 pounds I needed to lose. I needed to. That was my target. And that's the target that doctors told me. I need to lose 10 pounds. And I know that I can do that. I'm someone who, as I said, works out, you know, runs, does, you know, a lot of, spends time on fitness and health and eating right, which is very important. Very important. It doesn't matter. You can do all the exercise you want. If you're not eating correctly, it's not going to work. If you want to lose weight and you think that, well, I'll just do some additional exercise and then I can still eat the stuff that I'm eating that's not healthy, you are not going to lose the weight. In fact, you're probably going to put weight on. In fact, not probably, you will put weight on. Because it doesn't make sense to work out just so you can eat more. Or eat more and then work out and go, well, I've got... Because you have to probably, for every time you eat something that's not good, you probably need 2, or if not 3, workout sessions to get rid of that. Or at least 1 long, vigorous workout session to get rid of the calories. Calories are the real thing that take over here. But the point of me going on here is to say this to you. I needed to lose 10 pounds, literally. And this was last month, August 2023, right? Beginning of the month. And I knew I could do it. But literally, 7 weeks later, I have lost not 10 pounds, but 22 pounds. 22. I kid you not, 22 pounds I have lost in the last 7 weeks. Frightening, isn't it? It's good. Frightening for those of you perhaps who are going, what? Is there something wrong with you? No. No. Thankfully, that's not the case for me. I've definitely spent time getting checked and tested and all the rest of it, very much up on that. And please, for anyone listening, dear listener, if you're someone who's not been to the doctor lately, especially if you're a man listening to me, you need to get your behind to the doctor. I know we are sometimes afraid of what the doctor might find, but we cannot be afraid. We cannot. You have to just go out there and do it. It's about your health. It's about your future. Listen, you have to get it done. Do not be afraid. I know some women are afraid to go to the doctor as well. Men are the ones, though, overwhelmingly, who are. And we need to take away that stigma. You are not weak if you go to a doctor, if you're a man. You are not weak. There is not something wrong with you going to a doctor. You need to do it. It can save your life. Believe me, I can tell you all about it. So, dear listener, again, I lost 22 pounds in 7 weeks. Now, that seems like something that you'd see on one of them weight loss infomercials or some internet commercial, some ad that flashes up on a website. Well, he lost 22 pounds in 7 weeks. Join now for a special No. Don't part with any money. Now, there's some books out there, perhaps, that you might want to read, but this is down to you, dear listener. If you are, dear listener, someone who wants to lose weight. Now, you might not lose 22 pounds in 7 weeks. I was stunned. And I'll tell you how I did it in a few moments. But if you really do want to lose weight, the number one thing you're going to have to be is disciplined. And the number one A thing you're going to have to be is patient. Patience. And routine is the number one C thing you're going to have to endorse. You're going to have to do it routine. There's going to have to be a routine that you do daily, daily. Because again, if you want to lose 5 pounds in a month, you have to stick to that regimen that you're doing to make that happen. And the temptations to eat something that you shouldn't be eating are going to be there. They were there for me these last 7 weeks. Most of the time, I was able to overcome those. There are one or two times where I didn't. But let me tell you how this happened for me. I happened to completely get rid of any snacking at all. No tortilla chips, no low salt ones, no salt ones, low fat ones, snacking has got to go. If you want to lose weight, you are going to have to stop snacking. Another thing that really has helped me is to not eat anything after 6 or 7 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at the very latest. And I mean, do not eat anything after 7. That's what's worked for me. Drinking a lot of water has helped. Dehydration, it hydrates you rather, the water, very important. And it also contributes to bowel functioning and bladder, you know, emptying and all the rest of it. And it's very important to do that. Also, getting sleep. Getting sleep as much as you can, helpful, very helpful. Walking every day, very helpful. If you're not someone who can run, walking, very helpful. Walk for half an hour daily, right? Or in my case, run for half an hour daily. If you can't run daily, then make it 3 times, 4 times a week minimum for about, 20 minutes at a time, 4 times a week. I know everyone cannot do that. Dear listener, I appreciate that you may not be able to do that. I'm just talking about what has worked for me in these 7 weeks. And I was doing this before the 7 weeks, but to lose 10 pounds, that was the assignment. I lost 22. And this is how I did it. No gimmicks, no jokes, no split screens of before and afters that you see on TV. None of that before and after split screen nonsense. We know how that gets doctored and all the rest. It was just pure dedication. Eating greens. Name the greens, right? Whether it's broccoli or whether it's spinach or kale. Eating wild fish, wild salmon. That was very important as well. Eating organic blueberries, very important. Eating organic everything, organic broccoli, all that stuff, very important. Right? Eating fruits in general. Whether it is the organic blueberries or whether it's mandarins or whether it's organic bananas, very helpful. Eating peanuts, maybe 3 times in a day. Now, you can call that a snack, I guess, but importantly enough, no salt in those peanuts. 0 milligrams of sodium, none. That's very important as well. Peanuts give you protein. That worked for me as well. And that's pretty much it. Occasional chicken, occasional protein, good for you. Not fried chicken. Definitely not that. You don't want to be touching that. You want chicken breast without, not fried, right? Or boiled chicken, or, no chicken sandwiches. Can't do those. And no breads. That's all carbs. Breads are carbohydrates. Pasta is a carbohydrate. So I was very, very strict, even more strict than usual. And I was very specific about what I was eating. But you've got to stick with that. It's not easy. If you're someone listening now, dear listener, and you are saying to yourself, I really need to lose 15, 20 pounds or maybe more. This is the kind of thing that worked for me. It may not work for you. You have to do it at your own pace, your own speed, and your own comfort. But the amount of time that your routine goes and the frequency of your routine is obviously going to dictate how much weight you lose at a particular time or by a particular time, by a certain time. And if you're someone who is going at it very slowly, well, you're going to see the results come along slowly. If you're someone who's going about it the way I did it, for example, then you're going to see the results pretty rapidly. It's not for everyone. Everybody can't lose. And it depends. It depends on what the target weight is. Everyone can't lose the same weight the same way. And so there has to be a very clear approach to what you're going to do. Now, no matter how much weight you want to lose, dear listener, one thing I would definitely recommend you do not do, and that is look at the scale every day. If you look at the scale every day when you're doing this, you will not get through this. Why? Because you might be unhappy with the result that you see on the scale, and you get discouraged and you go, damn it. You know, I've been really putting in work here on this and I'm not seeing any results. Well, the results don't happen overnight. The results do take some time and they will come along. But if you look at the scale every day, it will drive you crazy. You do not want to do that. I did not ever look at the scale once in these 7 weeks, except for the time when I went to the doctor the first time and the doctor the second time, right? When I found out that I was a certain weight, and then when I found out I was 22 pounds less than that. Those are the only two times I looked at the scale in the last 7 weeks. You know, the way that you will find out that you're losing weight is when your clothes from 8, 9 years ago, if you still have some of those, or your clothes from 5 or 7 years ago start to fit you. That's when you know you've lost the weight. Look in the mirror. Oh yeah, I've lost some weight, you know? And that was after, say, 3 weeks of not really paying attention. And then you go, oh, blimey, I've lost some weight. Oh, my clothes from X amount of years ago fit me. You know you're on the right track when you can get back into those jeans from 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You know you're on the right track. And let that be your guide. That's the gratification. Not the scale so much, but the fact that you can fit in your clothes from 10, 20 years ago. That will put a big smile on your face. Even more than that scale will. Even when the number on that scale is lower. Now, don't get me wrong. When I found out that I had lost 22 pounds in 7 weeks, I could jump for joy right there in the doctor's office. I didn't do that, but I kind of approximated a reasonable facsimile thereof. Of course, it got the attention of several people that were in the office as well. But the bottom line, dear listener, is that this is what it will have to take, no matter how much weight you want to lose. And I only wanted to lose 10 pounds. I ended up losing more than double that. But it all is about routine and dedication and discipline. And if you've got those three things, then you are going to succeed at this. And you can succeed at this. It just takes time and effort and patience and real dedication and discipline. So that really is it. I mean, you know, you have to cut back on the things that you love so much. If it's that chocolate cake slice, that slice of big chocolate cake, you've got to cut that out if you want to lose the weight you want to lose. If it's something else, you've got to cut that out. You've got to not eat after 7 o'clock at night. You've got to not snack. You've got to avoid the fast foods. You've got to drink more water. You've got to start making your plate look greener and more colorful. More colors on your plate rather than less, meaning more organic carrots, more organic broccoli, more organic spinach and kale and all the rest of it. And have some fish, preferably wild fish, not this farm-raised stuff. I know people talk about there's an ongoing back and forth about that, but it's got to be wild, really. And also the fruits, very important. Blueberries that are organic, all the rest of it. So these things are very important. So it will take some time. And you're going to have to be patient with it. You're going to have to be patient. And like I say, when you feel that you're losing weight, when your clothes start to fit you, that's when you know. When you've got a bit more energy, you've got a burst of energy. You know, and I always have had that, but even more so now. This can be done. This can be done. And if you're comfortable with the realization that you might need to lose a few pounds, whether it's 5 pounds or 25 or more, you have to just make up in your mind to do this. It's not easy. Discipline is the hardest thing. The mindset is the hardest thing, because again, there might be things going on in your life that make it very difficult for you to try to lose this weight, because you've got this challenge that's in your life that is consuming your life, and you find that you have to cope with that by stress eating. And so if you're doing that, you're not going to be in the position you want to be in to try to lose weight. It does require a real discipline and focus. It really does. And the challenge is, once you lose the weight, you have to maintain that weight loss to the best you can. And of course, as we all age, we do put on pounds. Even when we're working out and doing the things, you know, when we're running and exercising, we still lose weight. We still gain weight. So that's important to know, that we still gain weight that way. Not that way, but even as we get older, let me just be clear, as we get older, we gain weight. That happens regardless of whether we work out or not, whether we exercise or not. But the important thing to do, if you want to lose weight, it's really in the way you eat and how you eat. The exercise is very important, because you have to be active as you get older. It's very important to be active for at least half an hour a day, whether it's walking, whether it's running, whatever it is, at least half an hour a day as you get older. Or right now, actually, wherever you are age-wise. But the most important thing, I think, is nutrition. How you're eating changes everything. Your workout, your exercise is better. Your running is better. You're faster. I noticed that I, even at my age, was running quicker miles. My mile splits were much quicker over these last, as I lost this weight. I mean, back to something I had not run speed-wise in 7 or 8 years. And it all was down to a real determined focus on not eating certain things and being very exacting and very intentional about what I did eat. Now, again, for everyone, this will not work. You will have to do what works for you. And trying to aspire to do something that someone else has done isn't usually a good idea, but sometimes it is. If you are confident that you can do that, and I'm sure you can, but you have to be really focused, because if you're not, what happens is you might start very well on this for the first few days or weeks, and then you find out that you can't hang with it anymore, and then you might end up lapsing to old habits, and then you really lapse back, and that's not good. So you have to take it one day at a time. You have to do it slowly, but you have to get in, build into it. You can't just go cold turkey at the very start. You have to start subtracting things from your typical diet. Oh, I eat these cookies usually for after dinner. I won't have those tonight. Find out how you did about that. How did that work for you? Did you have withdrawal symptoms? Did you survive it? And if you survived it, try it again the next day. Well, I normally have cookies after dinner for a little dessert. I'm going to go without them again. And then try that again the next day and the next day until you're completely comfortable. And not only at dinner, not having cookies at all the whole day, every day. Start with something small and then build. Start with coping on something small. That's the key. Start with one thing. And if you're comfortable doing that for 1 week without chocolate chip cookies or whatever cookie you might eat or whatever ice cream you might eat, if you can go a week without eating that ice cream, go on to something else and make it two things that you don't do, right? Those things in your diet that you know aren't good, but they taste oh so good. And you know it's not good for you, but you can't bear to go without it. You've got to make up in your mind to go without it. It's a mind test. It really is the test of your mind. It really is. And you have to say to yourself, nope, not doing it. And many a time I have had temptations with food. Many a times, though, I have managed, for the most part, except for, a few small instances, I've managed to overcome that temptation. It's not easy. But that's the mind. It's the mind battle, because that's the biggest battle you're going to have. It's not losing the weight. It's the mindset of being in the routine to lose it, to want to lose it. And so your mind will play some tricks with you at the beginning of this. But if you are able to get past those tricks, you are going to be in good shape here.